East Coast Breakfast.
Recently, we received a heartfelt letter from a woman from Injanga, Ms. Thembele Surprise Shangase, whose home was destroyed during those KZN floods. So she's still living in dangerous conditions as we speak right now. Let me read this to you. I hope this message finds you well. I am writing to you regarding a critical matter that aligns with your organization's commendable CSI initiatives. You know, we did a lot of stuff around the floods. As you recall, KZN was severely affected by devastating floods in 2022, leaving many individuals in urgent need of assistance. One such individual has yet to receive conclusive support despite repeated appeals. She continues to live in extremely vulnerable conditions, posing a serious risk to her family's safety and well-being. Her home is structurally unsafe and at risk of collapsing at any moment due to flood damage. That was those floods back then, and the risk is still a daily problem for her. So the person in question here is Ms. Shangase, who's been through more than most of us could imagine. Good morning.
Morning.
In your own words, can you please tell us, what have the last few years been like for you and your family with this home?
In 2022, during the floods that overtook KZN, I lost a home and everything that was inside the home. My home got demolished because of those heavy floods. And therefore, my 5 children and 6 grandchildren and I were left without shelter.
Mashangas, I'm just feeling so sad for you, because so many people said that they would help you, and then you get hope and then you lose hope, and then you get hope and then you lose hope. And we want to make sure that this time what you hope for will be real. Where's everyone staying now? Where are you staying, the kids staying, the grandkids? Where's everyone living now?
Fortunately, we found a vacant house where the owners allowed us to stay in their home. But currently, the situation is not good at all, because the owners wanted us out of their home by November. And they wanted us to just move all our stuff inside the house, and which is a big predicament, because we do not even have a family member that can assist us. I did speak to a cousin of mine to ask her to please plead with our neighbor for us, because at the moment, I even have my own mom, who we used to live with before we lost our home, and she's an elderly woman, and we are just faced with that predicament. We did try to find help in different departments, but we haven't found help since.
And so just to summarize quickly, floods happened in 2022. Umama has 5 children. She's got 6 grandchildren, and her own mother is still alive. Mm. So they were staying at that house. The floods happened. Everything was damaged, obviously.
We saw the photos.
It's absolutely horrific. And then she loves sports. She's a community netball coach. Mm. And after reaching out for help with various departments, they kind of have been up and down with this whole thing. And then she managed to find a place to stay. There was a vacant house next door to her, or in the neighborhood. And that was fine until November last year, where the owners, or the children of the owners of the house, came to her and said, listen, you need to leave here. We went here with this
negotiation
happened, and this is our parents' house, or this is our house. So she's being evicted, and she's kind of doesn't have anything, you know.
With Mandela Day here at East Coast Radio, we believe it is time to go beyond the symbolic 67 minutes. Don't get me wrong, the 67 minutes is great, and it's good that everyone does something, but we want to do something and take real action that changes a whole bunch of people's lives forever. So this year, with your help, we are rebuilding Ms. Shangaze's home.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. The whole thing, like a new home from scratch.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
A brand new home. So from today, from 9 a.m., our team is heading to Injanga to assess the site. But here's the truth, right? We are building the house, but the size of the house that we build depends on the support that we get from you.
Of course.
Mm. Like, we could go out there right now and I think pretty much on our own, we could throw up 4 walls and a roof.
Yeah.
We could do that. But I'm dreaming a little bit bigger. I think we can. There's many, many people in this family who are affected by this. So head on over to ecr.co.za, click on the donations tab, and help us do something powerful. Let's build not just a house. This, when you do this, we're building hope. We're building dignity. We're building a future. Let's make Mandela Day matter in a significant way. Not for a moment, but forever. You can also get a Section 18A tax certificate if you want to get involved. So, same as usual, there is no amount too small or no amount too large to help us build this house. This house, this small house, this medium house, this big house, this giant house, we can do this with your help. This is our Mandela Day initiative. Head on over to our website right now, ecr.co.za. Guys, we're building a home.
Right here on East Coast Radio.